Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Divine Clarity, Seeking God's Wisdom in the Everyday. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In the complex tapestry of our daily lives, where decisions loom large and the path ahead often seems shrouded in fog, the quest for clarity and direction becomes our constant companion. James chapter 1, verse 5 offers a lifeline in this quest, a divine promise that cuts through the uncertainty and the assurance of wisdom generously given by God to those who simply ask. Today, we delve into the power of this promise and explore practical ways to cultivate a life attuned to God's wisdom, ensuring His voice guides us through the myriad choices and challenges that we face. Our springboard for today's discussion is James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, this scripture is not merely an offer of wisdom. It's a testament to God's eagerness to engage with us in a dialogue of guidance and discernment. It reassures us that our quest for direction does not have to be a solitary struggle, but a joint venture with the divine, where the asking is met with an open-handed generosity that seeks to illuminate our path. The key lies in recognizing our need for divine wisdom and actively seeking it through prayer, trusting that God is not only listening, but ready to respond. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, daily request for wisdom. Begin each day with a prayer for wisdom, specifically asking God to guide your decisions, big and small. Make this request a foundational part of your morning routine. Number two, meditation on Scripture. Regularly meditate on passages of Scripture that pertain to wisdom, such as James 1:5, Proverbs, and Psalms. Use these readings as a springboard for understanding the nature of godly wisdom. Number three, journaling for insight. Keep a journal where you document instances that you've asked for wisdom and guidance where you believe that you've received. Over this time, this will help you discern patterns in how God communicates with you. Number four, seeking godly counsel. While personal prayer is crucial, so is seeking the wisdom of mature believers. Share your dilemmas with trusted spiritual mentors, allowing their counsel to help you discern God's voice. Finally, number five, active listening. Cultivate an attitude of active listening through your day. Be open to the ways that God might impart wisdom, whether through people, circumstances, or quiet nudges in your spirit. In conclusion, hearing God's voice and receiving His wisdom is not a mystical experience reserved for the few, but a promise available to all who earnestly seek it. James chapter 1, verse 5 invites us into a dynamic relationship with God, where our daily walk is guided by His generous wisdom. By incorporating practices that sharpen our spiritual discernment, we open ourselves up to the clarity and direction that can only come from aligning our decisions with God's will. And today's call to action: intentionally practice one of the focus trainings above, methods above, to enhance your pursuit of God's wisdom. Be vigilant in the ways God responds and prepares to follow the guidance that He provides. And today's question of the day: what decision are you currently facing where you specifically need God's wisdom? And how are you going to seek it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You to acknowledge our need for Your wisdom in every aspect of our lives. Thank You for the promises that when we ask, You give generously, without reproach. Help us to seek Your guidance daily, to listen attentively for Your voice, and to follow Your direction with courage faith. May our lives reflect the wisdom that comes from you, guiding us to live in ways that honors you. Amen. As we step into the rhythm of our daily routines, let's carry with us the assurance that God's wisdom is just a prayer away. May our hearts be open, our minds attentive, and our spirits willing to receive the divine guidance that you promised us in every decision. Let's remember to ask, seek, and listen for the wisdom that God freely offers, confident that he is leading us on paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.